Welcome to the new Harding and Joan podcast. This is episode 1, February 15th, 2016. I am your host, Todd Harding. This is my co-host, Todd Jones.
Hey, hello.
And we're starting over again. It's February 15th, and we're exactly one calendar year to the day of the old podcast, the Drunken Fools podcast, the short-lived Drunken Fools podcast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right,
Todd?
That
was a short one.
But we want to thank all our listeners who supported us through the original podcast. It was an idea that we came up with and actually followed through with, and we just had one episode.
That's all right. It was one drunken, sloppy take at it. It was fun, though. It was.
You got
a friend Bubbles in on it.
Yes. And we always talked about doing it, and we actually did it. So, and we did try to get the podcast going, but unfortunately, we have lives and
yeah, lives and
relationships and children, and we tried to get guests, and that didn't come out. That fell through, and I backed out one time, then Todd had to back out, and we couldn't get a guest. So we do apologize for all our fans out there who, because I know I was getting text messages saying that we should, you know, when's the next podcast?
Yeah, that's exciting. It's coming a year from now. Don't worry. It'll be back now.
Yeah, and that podcast was, I thought it turned out pretty good. What do you think?
Yeah, it was funny. It had its hiccups, but it was our first attempt. Some of the audio stuff, hopefully it comes out better this time. But
yeah,
it was fun. I think that's what's meant to be fun, and hopefully our listeners get to relive a little bit of their lives they live with us and some of the stories that we tell.
And that's going to be the new premise of this podcast. It's pretty much just basic topics of what's in the news and what we can bust balls on. And it's just that we're going to be sober this time. We're not going to be, you know, 8 beers in like we were.
Yeah, we cashed in the beer, and we're sitting here drinking some nice dark black coffee.
So we're just high on caffeine here. So there's no, you know, rants, alcohol-related rants or, you know, bathroom breaks or anything like that. So
I'm sure we could squeeze a Riverside this podcast somehow with coffee.
But we are, yeah, we're broadcasting live in the old neighborhood, South Wilkes-Barre. Todd has had a wonderful visit to the dentist.
Yeah,
How was that experience?
That's why I wanted to ask you. What is a dentist experience? Every 6 months I go, and it's just I don't enjoy it really. You sit there and they take out these look like utensils from back in the early 1600s, like just metal hooks, and start scraping away at your teeth. And I just wonder what they're getting out of my teeth, especially the day of the dentist. I try to clean my teeth so well. I rinse, I'm floss. I mean,
yeah.
I'm doing all that stuff to the extreme.
Right.
And they're still yanking stuff out of my teeth. And I don't know what it is. I'm like, I would like to actually see it. They get the little hook and scraping, and they just keep putting the stuff in this little cloth. Where did it come from? I have no idea.
I know. I'm the same way. I always like, you know, mouthwash, brush your teeth, and go. But they're there for at least half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
That gunk out.
And I thought you're not supposed to scrape your teeth, like this enamel on our teeth. Is that it? And they're taking these tools and just grinding away like a pickaxe at my teeth.
I know. But so, do you have to go back, or are you?
No, I have 6 months. They told me I may have a little crack in one of my crowns or something like that. So if it falls out, then call them.
Well, that's always good if you don't have to go back immediately.
No, that's usually just every 6 month thing. But
that was Todd's day. It's President's Day. It's Monday, so we're both off of work, and it's in the afternoon, and we figured we'd throw this podcast in now. So. You ready to get started or what? You
sure,
ready to get to the topics?
Throw the topics out. That's what we got going on.
All right, the first topic's going to be Super Bowl 50. Basically,
50.
You know, Lombardi's Trophy is back in Denver, Colorado. So what were your thoughts about Super Bowl 50?
Played out kind of like I thought it was going to. I thought it was going to be low scoring. I bet my father a big juicy dollar on the under. And I did think Carolina was going to win that game.
So did I.
But I thought it was going to be a low defensive battle.
I thought both defenses played outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously Denver's defense won the game for them.
Yeah.
And Von Miller's, you know, he basically had 2 touchdowns because of him. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Von Miller was, I mean, I knew he was a good player, but did he kick it up a notch for the Super Bowl? I mean, he said, I got some scene from ESPN. He said to his players, he said, like, this isn't for me. This is for us. And he just went, I mean, he went off that game. He was unstoppable.
Oh, he was unbelievable. I mean, just, you know, basically 2 touchdowns were because of him, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was just a crazy performance, and he definitely, like, deserved the MVP, you know?
Definitely.
But I thought Carolina was going to win as well, but their defense played good too.
It's, oh yeah,
you can't give it like there was, you know, that Luke, what's his name, Luke Kuechly or the linebacker,
Kuechly,
yeah,
yeah,
he was all over the field.
He's phenomenal.
Man.
I mean, I love him. I love watching him at a linebacker spot. He's just,
it's just that, you know, the Panthers couldn't take advantage of the opportunities. You know, I mean, they couldn't. They were missing field goals and. You know, Cam Newton was missing open receivers.
He was off. He was off. I mean, he definitely had the bugs in him in the beginning, throwing them all high, and it just wasn't his game. He just did not play like he plays.
Yep.
That Superman cape was taken off him early. He did not. His running was not in there. He didn't run the ball, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe till, it felt like for me, to the second half, he actually took off on a couple of runs, maybe earlier, but.
Yeah, he had a few runs, but.
In roles where it was like, go ahead and run the ball, he didn't, and he'd throw it high. It just wasn't Cam. He was out of there. Mm.
But on the other hand, I guess Peyton Manning goes out the winner, but I think the funny part is that he was kind of just like a game manager quarterback. It's because, you know, he was like this Hall of Fame quarterback. He was just pretty much out there. You know, no. I think he had a fumble, he had a pick, and...
he didn't shine too much.
He was like pretty much like a game manager backup quarterback in there, you know? So it's kind of like funny that he goes out a Super Bowl champion, because I assume he's going to retire. I mean, do you think he's going
to
retire?
I think he's got to. He's been so beat up. I think that was the end.
He would be crazy not to retire.
He's just going
to
go home and drink Budweiser.
I know. Budweiser claims that they did not pay him for that, but I do not believe that.
I'm just going to drink some Bud.
But you know, like, Budweiser gave him something. You know what I mean? Because, you know, there's 100 million people watching, you know?
Like, he said it like 10 times.
Yeah, he could have said, I'm just having a couple of beers, but he specifically said Budweiser,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he made it pretty clear that he's going home and drink some Bud.
And I don't know if you noticed, like, once the game ended, did you see the first person who, like, kind of gave him, like, the bear?
Yes, I did. Good old Papa John. Out of nowhere, Papa John. I'm like, I was wondering, like, where did he sneak in? He just popped out of there.
You know, because Peyton Manning, he's always selling you something, you know?
Yeah, he's really into that, though. I knew they were, like, commercial buddies, but, man. Like,
yeah, because evidently, I guess.
He has kids, right, Peyton Manning?
Oh, yeah, he's
so
two
he's
kids.
A wife, and he has a family.
Oh, yeah, he's got a family.
First person shooting out, though, is Papa John's.
His corporate partner, you know? Because he owns, I guess, like, 20 franchises in Denver area. So, staying in the realm of football, but moving along, the concussion movie starring Will Smith, not only got snubbed by the Oscars, it also got snubbed by the movie going public because no one went to see the movie. The movie absolutely bombed at the box office.
I didn't even know it was in the theaters. I knew it was coming out. I knew it was coming out at some point in time. There's all this big hype, you know. I think the NFL squashed it.
It's just that, I mean, I'm thrilled it failed because I'm tired of this. Like, in the last, like, 5 years or so, I think there's been so much attention to, like, concussions and how it's going to ruin the NFL. And my theory is that everyone now knows the game is dangerous. You know, like...
You know what you're signing up for.
Yes. Yes. And I keep saying you don't have to play. You know? If you're in high school, you don't have to join the football team.
No, you're right.
And every kid who, like, wants to play on the elite college level... If they don't want a scholarship, there's somebody else who would take that scholarship
right. To
these elite schools.
Yes.
So there's somebody who would take those scholarships. For everyone who doesn't want to join the NFL, there's somebody who does. And if you're in the NFL and you already made money, you could retire like Marshawn Lynch just did.
Right.
You know? There's rookies that will step in and take his job, or free agents that will step in and take his job. You know, like, that's right. My thing. Like, don't play, you know?
The pool of – there's going to be, like you said, somebody is ready to step in right behind it. I don't want to compare it to the military, but these guys are going out killing themselves in the military. It's like, well, they sign up for it, though. Right now, we don't have a draft that's going to pull us in. People are signing up, knowing what they're getting into and saying,
no, that's
sign
true.
The paper.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it, too. It's kind of like, you know, yeah, there's inherent risks.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
I mean, it's with any job. Not any job, but the risks, you know, you want to be a captain sea fisherman, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You could die. And you're going to sign up for it, hopefully pulling the bounty yourself. And
yeah,
they, you
I
know.
Mean, was the NFL probably could have done more back in the 80s? Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think it's a good thing that they, you know, science proves it, and they try to give the best equipment possible. They try to keep current with everything they can to limit the damage, just like they think they do in any kind of field. They're going to try to limit the possibilities of serious injuries happening. That's what they're going to try to do.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that, now there's like a protocol now, like – there's awareness to the issue, like, and everyone knows now. You know, it's kind of like smokers. Like, if you smoke, you know it could kill you. You know what I mean? It's like, You know, nicotine is addictive, but if you choose to do it, you choose to do it, you know? And I'm just tired of how, like, everyone's saying, like, football in 20 years won't be around. I think that's ridiculous.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. In 20 years, there'll probably be football in Europe and Central America.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what's going to happen. Soccer, what's that? No.
Because the NFL is serious about a London, UK team.
Yeah.
Which I kind of have mixed feelings with it because I don't – do you watch those games that are played in Europe?
I don't really care about them. I mean, like 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I haven't watched any of them.
I'm lucky if I get to watch a game right now. Life's got me. But
and it's always like a crappy team they send out there. It's always like the Jacksonville Jaguars versus whoever.
I think it's like the Dolphins and somebody else.
Yeah, they never send like, you know, the New England Patriots or the Bears.
The Patriots and the Broncos are going to go out there.
They don't send those teams out there. They only send like the crap teams who have trouble filling up their stadiums, you know?
Interesting, though. I wonder what does go on in the future. Could you imagine, like, the World Football Championships, the World American football style? Like, you know, you got the whole
That would be pretty cool.
That'd be crazy to see what other people put on the ground. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like a... Mm-hmm. Like a Germany, Team Germany coming out playing.
I think the NFL should expand. I mean, I think they could. I mean,
we've been out there for a while. Remember, we had the Europe football way back. We used to send some players over there, the European mm-hmm. Football League.
Yeah, there was the Galaxy
and stuff like that. They had like a whole league that used to be on TV.
Yeah, they did. The World League, then it was NFL Europe.
Yeah, right.
It was kind of like a farm system league.
Right.
You know, but they never had a legit NFL team, actually competing.
Correct, right.
It was all kind of like farm league or like one of those like leagues that try to like compete with the NFL, but that never works out.
XFL.
Yes, that didn't work out.
Yeah, had its fun time, yeah.
But I think it's pretty exciting that the L.A. Rams are going back to L.A.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. My neighbor's a big Rams fan.
Because that's where they originally are.
Yeah.
They originally were there. Like, back in Eric Dickerson, back in the 80s, you know, that's what, like, who they were, and they kind of just left. But, you know, they're building a brand-new stadium. I heard, like, Oakland is talking about moving to Las Vegas.
Yeah, I heard that. And I heard they just signed, like, another one-year deal.
They did.
Commitment.
They're staying in Oakland for at least one more season, but... You know, I think they should seriously go to Vegas because I think if there's any team to go to Vegas, it would be the Oakland Raiders. I think they'd be perfect.
They're a Vegas team.
You know, they're a type of team I think that can make it there. But
What is it then? You got so Oakland could possibly move out of there. Right now, you got L.A. coming. Now, are they going to take that stadium? Is it going to be their stadium, mm-hmm. or is that I got all confused on
as far as I know? Like, next season they're going to play at the USC Coliseum.
Okay.
And they're going to build this, like, billion-dollar new stadium in the suburbs of L.A. But that should take probably a couple years to build.
But it's only their stadium. They're not going to share that right now. No, then I heard talks of San Diego moving out of San Diego, which, man, what team would want to move out of San Diego?
That I don't get.
I think of San Diego as the ideal climate, like, that you could have.
Why they don't build them? Because they want a new stadium. You know, the ownership wants a new stadium. Why San Diego doesn't build a new stadium down there? I just don't get it. You know what I mean? Like, they're crazy.
They lost all that money once Shamu went down SeaWorld. No more Shamu.
You're right. They did phase out.
Oh, yeah. They phased out Shamu. He's gone.
Because everybody realized they tortured those animals, you know?
Why is he killing somebody every year?
Why are there new trainers every six months, you know? Because the whales kill them.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, so... but. All right, so that's that setup there.
All right,
which is nice.
But we're gonna switch gears a little bit. Speaking of movies that people did go to see, you did see the new Star Wars movie, correct?
Yes, I did see the new Star Wars.
Excellent. What did you think?
I thought it was great. Now I say this saying that I know you as a bigger Star Wars fan than I was. With your brother was a big Star Wars fan, and you kind of got me into the loop of Star Wars. Those long nights in your basement down there, those little recliner chairs. I remember down in your basement watching Star Wars. You got me into it, and you had to walk me the whole through the thing. Like, we were probably, I don't know, geez.
Yeah.
Fifth grade-ish? How old were you then?
Sure, yeah.
But you walked me through Star Wars. You're like, this is what's going on. I kind of really bought into it then, and I really enjoyed Star Wars then.
Yeah.
But I thought the new movie had a really good feel like those movies. Mm-hmm. And we all know, I think we all agree, that those new movies that came out, though, like
those prequels.
One, two, and three.
Oh, they were
I mean, they had parts that were okay, but man, they were nothing like what this one felt like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the prequels were terrible, with the exception of the one where you know, Anakin turns into Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That one was okay because of the whole, like, transformation process, but the rest of those movies were terrible.
Yeah, they had a couple scenes here and there, a couple moments, but the rest of it was way childish.
The original Star Wars movies from the 70s and 80s are awesome, you know?
I love watching them. I just watched them all again. Before that movie, I got them all on Blu-ray, and I'm like just chugging through them.
And you're right. Like this movie, I thought, you know, lived up to it. You know? And obviously, America liked it if it broke all box office records. You know what I mean? Like no movie has ever made it broke Avatar, Titanic, and all this. So I'm thrilled, you know, because they're gonna keep on making them.
Oh, Mickey Mouse gonna keep pooping gold, man.
I know Disney. They paid $2 billion. They already got that money back.
Yeah, right.
And I guess they have two more movies definitely to come. And I guess there's two other movies.
There's a movie coming out same time next year. It's Rogue Squadron. I've been into it hardcore now. I actually bought myself some Star Wars books I'm reading. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Rogue Squadron, which takes place during, I believe it's the Empire Strikes Back. They're trying to get the plans for the Death Star. Somehow it's like it's. I don't even think the main character is really in it. It's just this side squadron trying to sneak in. I was reading about it, but yeah, that's supposed to come out next year. This time, like the time the new one just came out. Mm-hmm. And they are filming for that. I saw the first footage of the filming for the episode 8.
Yeah, I think it's like the original Death Star is how they get the battle plans from it.
Yeah,
I think that's the whole thing. So I think that's going to be great. You know.
You know who has a big role in this one? I hear.
Was that
this Rogue Squadron? That Boba Fett. He's supposed to be a really big character in this movie.
Nice. See, I'm thrilled because I grew up a Star Wars fan, so I'm just glad they're back. You know.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, the whole world has come together on Star Wars. It's nuts. It's great. I have the game. The video game is wonderful. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Battlefront.
Now that game, do you play it like online live with other
people? Yeah, it's like basically it's an online only game. There are a couple side things you could do, but it's online. You go on there and you're with the people just going out, taking out X-Wings or whatever, just flight simulators, and it's pretty neat. It's easy to pick up and play, and it's old school. There's no new Force Awakens Star Wars involved in it right now.
Mm-hmm. Like my only like criticism of the movie was like R2-D2, like I don't know why he powered down. Do you remember, like...
Yeah, there was no reason. He just pushed the power button on.
He was, like, pretty much... He got depressed that Luke Skywalker was gone. And he just powered down.
He was in sleep mode.
He was in sleep mode. That's the only part I didn't get is that R2-D2 was in sleep mode. And at the end of the movie, he just wakes up and he has all the maps. And then BB-8 shows up and he has to act, man. Well, there's Luke.
Yeah,
there
wasn't enough story to that, you know. C-3PO's like, what's going on? What is going on? How's R2-D2 pulling this out? Like, I think who turned him back on? Was it the little round guy? BB-8?
Yeah, he had like the final part of the map, I guess.
Yeah, but he like didn't he like just push the power button on him?
Yeah.
Oh, did you happen to try this on R2 yet?
It's not like he was broken. He just decided to.
He was depressed. Robots get depressed too.
so depressed over Luke losing Luke Skywalker. Then.
Yeah. Well, he'd be really depressed once he meets him again when he sees what he looks like. That part of the movie too. He looks run down, man.
He does. And spoiler alert, but he has no lines in the movie. Did he show him at the end? Just this hands out. I'm a hermit. Look at me. Yeah. Movie over.
Yeah, that was a little quirky there at the end too. I'm like, because the whole movie, the lead up to the movie was a big. That was one of the biggest conversations I got in with a lot of people. Who's this guy behind the mask? Who's this? Is it Luke? Da da da. And you know, you knew Luke was going to be involved in it somehow. You knew he was there.
Yeah.
But he doesn't show up to the very end. Yeah, arms wide open. And then it's like, all right, end. And he does look beat up though, but.
But, I mean, I liked how they had the old characters, the new characters, and...
Yeah, I was sad to see Han Solo go down.
Yeah, well, that's a spoiler, but...
Oh, I'm sorry.
By now, everybody, I think, has seen it.
If you haven't seen it, then you don't care about it, really. So.
Yeah, because that's, like, the big thing. Cause
Han Solo dies and comes back as a Chewbaccaite.
That's so funny. Yeah. Well, I felt like saying that like on the way out, you know, out of the theater, saying like Han Solo is dead for like the next people coming in.
Somebody would have hit you with a plastic lightsaber or something.
I know. Like it's like back in the day when the Empire Strikes Back came out. Can you imagine if like Darth Vader was Luke Skywalker's father? Imagine saying that to By the way.
Yeah, that would have caused some problems.
Yeah, but. All in all, I thought, you know, it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, well done. And I was, when you hear Disney backing it, you could go either way. I think you're like, they got a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But are they gonna Mickey Mouse it? You know, are they gonna make it childish? And but they it was pretty dark. I think the next one's even supposed to be darker, from what I understand. The next
episode. I thought they made the new Empire. They're called like the World Order or whatever they're called.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They made them seem pretty evil. So.
Yeah. Now Disney, are they also behind Marvel or no? Was there a tie there at some point and then they broke? I don't know. I get mixed up on that. Disney owns so much. It's either owned by Disney or Google. So.
I know, but they really only make these blockbuster movies anymore. You know what I mean? Like, only movies that they know are going to rake at...
Yeah, what was the last movie Disney made that... Well, I know they make a couple other movies.
Are they involved in those children movies, I think?
Yeah, they have but they're always big hits for the kids. If they put something out... Like, I have the two young girls, and we just watched, I think, Inside Out was the last one. That was a big movie. You know, all kids were going to that thing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're right. Blockbuster or...
But the good news is that television is so good now. Like, if you can find the shows.
It is. Television is definitely good. There's too many shows for me to watch right now. And thank God for, like, DVR and these
streaming.
These little smorgasbords you could buy. Give me HBO Go. Give me Netflix. Give me, you know.
It's Hulu or, you know, it's pretty amazing. And we're going to start talking about a couple of those things. Like, you know, Sweeping the Nation is Making a Murderer. The Netflix. Stephen Avery. So, I mean... My thought process is, though, it's very one-sided, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because, obviously, the Halbach family didn't want anything to do with this throughout the whole thing because, you know, their daughter died.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just seems very one-sided. And I want to ask any of, like, Stephen Avery's, like, fans out there, would you stay a weekend in his little trailer unsupervised? If you were, like, in your mid-20s and you're a girl... Would you stay in his trailer?
Oh, God.
I don't think you would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I think... I obviously think he did it. But there are some obvious... I think what the film does make is that a lot of people in this country don't know their rights.
Yeah.
And I think law enforcement is trained to make you have a confession when you don't have to. Because law enforcement knows that if you confess, you're done. But they know that you have a right to remain silent and ask for an attorney so you don't self-incriminate yourself.
Right.
But that's what they did to that Brendan Dessy kid.
Yeah.
I don't like how the crime I thought of the movie is how they went to his school and pretty much taped him and got a confession out of him, like, without a parent there or an attorney there.
I mean,
like,
they pushed that out of him so many times. And mm-hmm. then you get to meet who he is, Dessy. You see what kind of person he really is, and man. That definitely, I swallowed that and said that's just wrong. I'm with you. Like part of me says he did it, but the whole thing is to me is the whole shape of the law enforcement, the approach to it. Even if he did it, the way I watch it, I don't know the way I looked at it, and I don't want to spoil anything because this is kind of current stuff. I don't know. It just makes you think a lot.
No, it does.
And you're right. I think it's the big picture of the way law enforcement came into it. I don't think it makes he's a murderer, he's not a murderer. It's just like, know your rights, know your what you're responsible for, what they're responsible for.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's what it shows, that the entire Avery family were pretty much uneducated. And they let, even on their junkyard, they let the FBI on there for what, like 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah.
Or, I mean, not the FBI, but law enforcement.
Law enforcement.
The Wisconsin law enforcement there. Like, there's no way in hell if I own a property, I'd be like, you are not searching my property unless, like, A, you have a warrant, or B, I stay in my property with, you know, when you're investigating something as serious as a murder, you know?
Right. And that's not the thought that, hey, I don't want you there looking around, but you're going to 2 weeks, who knows what could be done in 2 weeks to my property, you know?
Yeah.
And,
And, that's where, you know, obviously there's the questions with the law enforcement planting stuff. But the bottom line is Teresa Halbach went to that property and somebody killed her.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like, there's always conspiracy theories out there saying that she's still, like, alive, which is BS, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they found her DNA, her burned remains there.
Right.
You know? So, obviously she went to that property on that day and then somebody killed her there. So,
oh, yeah.
You know?
somebody killed her, but... Yeah, it was. I tell you what, though, I was into the show, and sometimes I'm just going, "What?" But like, how is that possible? But again, Netflix pushed it in one way, but I think the overall picture is what you say. You know, know your rights and responsibilities.
But it was still very well done. Like those filmmakers,
they're making another one. I saw it. There's going to be making a Murderer 2. So I don't know what
about the Averys.
I don't know if it's about the Averys. I did see that they're booting up for another series of that. I don't know if it's about the Averys. On that note, though, there is a show on TV. You can actually watch it online or your phone or whatever. Discovery Investigation. Have you checked that out?
No.
Discovery Investigation. If you go to the website, you can look for Stephen Avery. It's all these cases, and it's a different take on it. It's not Netflix. You know, Netflix isn't involved in this. It's Discovery Investigation on Stephen Avery, and I think it's post the Netflix production. So it was recently released. So you get to see another side of it.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat. It's at about 45 minutes, so take a look at that. I just started watching the first 10 minutes, and if you've seen The Making of Murder, you'd want to watch that.
Yeah, because, I mean, these filmmakers took 10 years to make this because they were filming the whole time during the trial, which happened, you know, in, like, 2007. You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah. This thing goes
back. And the crime happened in 2005, so, like, they put a lot of time into this, you know?
Yeah. Like, how many – now, here's the thing, just to get off topic a little bit, but still, how many spoofs are going to be made about this? Making a what next? It's going to – you know what I mean? You know, there's movies that come out like this.
Totally. So, well, true crime is now the new hit, you know? So if people are watching, others are going to make it, you know? Which is just like O.J. Simpson. Like, they're making that.
Good old O.J. Yeah, you're right. It's the new thing to take on.
You know? They greenlighted that you know, Cuba Gooding Jr. as O.J., you know?
O.J. Did you just say somebody just bought his vehicle?
Who?
The O.J. vehicle was bought. The Bronco? The white Bronco. The guy was driving around with it. He spent a big buck on it. But it was on TV, I think, because of everything going on. And this guy bought the Bronco. Some regular guy. I don't know who he is, but he's nobody.
The actual
big.
Bronco he was in?
He has the actual Bronco. And he's taking, like, a newscaster around, driving around. And he goes, this is weird, isn't it, driving around this Bronco? And the guy, the newscaster, was sitting in the back seat, crouched down, like how OJ was sitting, driving around in it. So
that's so funny, man.
Yeah, I think it's at Universal now. You could go on the ride, the OJ ride.
That is the ultimate true crime case, is the OJ Simpson, because we actually lived it. We were teenagers and everything, but nothing. That's like the real trial of the century, you know.
Watching that on TV, just watching that Bronco going down the highway. There he is. Like, where do you think you're going? Where are you going? You got doctors at, like, just cruising.
It was like the shocking thing ever, you know, because I remember because my brother actually, it was the day before his graduation from high school in 1994, you know, and
okay.
They're like, OJ's in the white Bronco, you know. Like, nothing comes, like, all these true crime stuff, like, that comes on the internet now, nothing compares to the magnitude of OJ.
Where's he at now? Where is OJ right now?
He's locked up, I guess, because
But it's like a different lockup too, though, isn't it?
He was convicted in like a robbery case.
Yeah, was he like smashing out like taking trophies and stuff like that too in
jewelry? Yeah, he tried to steal back like his sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't his. I guess him and a couple thugs like went to this Vegas hotel, like armed robbery, and it was all caught on camera. You know, OJ tried to like steal back his own stuff. You know.
I mean, what is that?
I know. He got exonerated of murder, and he's locked up for stealing back his own stuff, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that was insane when I heard that was going down. Like, what did he do now? Because that thing, after the whole case, then it was like civil cases against him. It just kept going and going, and then yeah. That was the topper there, that one.
Yeah, well, that's what finally got him locked up, you know?
Oh, man. Yeah, but you're right. That's the new TV now. Who's next?
Yeah.
Who's gonna be next?
I don't know. I mean, people love it.
But you do have some other things out there too, besides our crime stories. You got some things you were mentioning. You were talking about what you're watching on.
Yes. You talk about The Man in the High Castle.
Yes. I didn't. I won't be able to see it because until I'm an Amazon Prime member, I guess. But
I highly recommend it because it's the best like alternative history thing. Because pretty much the Axis win World War II because they get the atom bomb before everyone else does. So they drop it first and they win the war. And it takes place in like 1962.
Okay.
So it's about like 15 years after the war ends and the world's completely different and it's really freaking cool, you know?
That's tough to do. That's a great job that they did because that's a tough twist to sell, like mm-hmm. that they get the how they turn the world around and it's all under the Nazi power.
Yeah, but
and you said
pretty much like the United States is partitioned. The East Coast is the Greater Nazi Reich, and the West Coast is the Japanese Pacific States.
Oh, okay.
And the Rocky Mountains are a neutral zone that buffers them.
Okay.
That doesn't belong to either country. So that's how they partitioned the United States, because the United States surrendered because pretty much Washington was annihilated by the A-bomb. So
wow.
Mm-hmm. So it's just really good. I mean, because it's just like, it's just alternative history, you know, and it's just really good, you know. Of like, what if those people actually did win that war? And it's just insane, you know.
Sure.
It's so well done, and
that's the main thing. It's well done. It's not.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's like almost creepy too, you know. Like seeing.
Oh yeah. It's got to be creepy.
Oh, it's super creepy.
I mean, that thought was always brought up back in school, and ever since we started learning about World War II, every movie you see, you're like, what would happen if this guy
mm-hmm.
in the Nazi power mm-hmm. pushed on?
And it's believable because if they did get like the atom bomb before everyone, then they probably would have.
Oh, yeah. And they were trying to get a hold of that, but plus mm-hmm. all the other stuff they were building. Remember the stuff we learned about? I remember some of our German class stuff. They had, like, sound wave machines that were trying to, like, knock out troops with. They were trying sure. to get the jetpack going.
Yeah, they had all these crazy soldiers. Weapons.
Oh, yeah. And then what they were doing to people, just the test on humans. Unbelievable.
I know. And it just goes on, like, what would have happened if, like, both those, like, fascist countries won. And it's just really, really good, you
yeah.
know?
What else? You digging anything else on TV? Well, streaming?
Well, that's why I just finished that, actually, this morning. I watched the last episode, 10.
Oh, the first series is done?
Yeah, Man of the High Cost, like, season one.
Okay.
So, but season two is in production.
Nice. Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Season two is in production, but moving along to another great show on TV is Game of Thrones. Season six is in April, because I look forward to April every year. And what do you think about the killing of Jon Snow? I just want to ask you that.
It was big. It's a big move.
Or
I still hear echoes though. There's like you keep hearing these echoes. That somebody's coming back. Somebody's. I don't know how it's. I mean, anything's possible, I guess, in that show. But that was big. I thought he was going to be a big player as it went on. So that was very shocking to me how he went down.
Yeah, but I don't blame them for stabbing him though, because I know he was trying to do the right thing, but he did, like, betray the Night's Watch.
Yeah, he did. It's kind of like
letting all the wildlings through the gate.
Yeah.
I mean, you could easily turn people to see him as... You know he's doing the right thing, because if he doesn't do that, they're all become the Army of the Dead, you know?
Right.
So he did the right thing, but he also did betray the Night's Watch, so that's why they stabbed him,
right,
you know?
Right, the betrayal. I mean, people couldn't let go of that, and,
mm-hmm.
you know.
So it should be interesting. I mean, I know they just released the trailer, so... It should be interesting. I mean, that's my personal favorite show on TV.
Oh, know? That's great.
Mm-hmm.
That's right around the corner, too. There is a teaser out there. I didn't get to see it, but I heard it's pretty intense, they said. So check that out. The teaser's out there now for it. That's mm-hmm. coming. When's that out?
I think in April.
April.
Yeah, they come out in April, the season starts.
That show's so good, though. It seems like it is the longest wait for it to come back out. Like, once it ends, it seems like it's forever till it comes back on again.
It is.
It really does.
You're definitely right.
So...
Because it's usually like a 10-season episode, so...
It goes quick.
It goes very quick. Like, by June 1st, it's over, and you're like, oh, man, I gotta wait the next
episode. It's a long wait, and then we're in the zone here. I mean, everything we watch, we got our some of our streamings, but football season's over. There's really nothing on. You got some NBA basketball. Kobe Bryant's All-Star game. Did you watch that last night?
No.
I don't even know if it was last night. I didn't watch it either. I just saw the highlight. I would never watch it.
I know, but no, you're right. I mean, sports...
Sports takes a big dive right now.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it really does.
I don't know what when. I mean, you get March Madness. That gets the little thing that's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
But from now until then, you got that, and then once that's over, you got baseball.
I know.
Which I can't watch a full baseball game. I got to invent some kind of game that we could actually bet on while you watch a baseball game.
Well, it's just so slow.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
Like it's the worst TV. Watch game on TV.
It is.
It's so slow, you know. It's just like pitch. Oh, it's a foul ball.
Swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. It's just like, you know, it's not what you're used to with the other sports where it's constant action.
Oh yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Everything else. I mean, even golf is easier to watch, I think, on my eyes than baseball. At least you take in like the location, the scenery, something.
Oh my God, it's good shit.
Yeah.
But now I heard you had some family members on that cruise from hell.
Oh yeah, yes I did. Yeah. The Anthem of the Sea. I wish we could call them in here and ask them how it's going. I did talk to them. I did talk to them, and
were they like afraid for their lives on that thing?
Yeah, yeah.
No kidding.
I got it. You know, I said, he says, scale of 1 to 10, 25, how nervous he was.
How afraid they were?
Yeah, afraid. And,
that's insane.
They had some little ones with them, too, on that. So that's even, that's, I think that's what kicks it up a notch. It's one thing to be there by yourself, or, you know, even if you're with your significant other, or, you know, me and you.
But they had
children. When you get little kids involved, it's like in a whole other world. I mean, I didn't know. I kind of connected. I'm like, whoa, they're on this thing. And I'm watching a video of it. They were going up like 10 floors or something, the waves on this thing. It was 45, 50 degree angle.
Sure. Yeah, they're teeter-totting for like all night.
At least they said you could have a free mini bar. Give me the free mini bar while my boat's going on a 50 degree angle. I'm like,
well, they gave him a full refund, and they said, what, 50% off a cruise? Yeah, I want to go back on your ship.
Yeah, I mean, it's rough. It's I guess that's, you know, the chances of that happening again. But
I know, wow. But they sailed right into the storm. Like,
yeah, I don't get the whole story. That'll be the next, you know, reality show on TV. Netflix next week. The Anthem of the Sea. Why did the captain go out? They'll say he was probably crocked.
Oh, man.
No, it was intense seeing that happen and knowing family members on. I was talking to them on the phone. I'm like, through text, they go, are you in yet? Are you ported? No, it's not happened until now. And I guess they hit a little patch of bad weather again.
You know as it was happening that they were on that ship? Or did you know they was on a cruise somewhere?
I knew they were on the cruise. I was able to connect it. Somebody mentioned that they were on it, and I kind of saw it going on, and they were posting some videos. So I got it when it was happening, and then just was like, wow, I hope they get back. It was the end of it, though. I don't think I knew what was going on that beginning of the 18 hours of terror that they had. It was 18 hours, I guess, of this stuff going on.
Yeah.
So after the fact, I knew they were on a cruise. And then I found out, yeah, it was that when somebody posted something and said, I'm glad I'm not on this one. I was like, wow.
Oh, that's insane. I mean, because I found out because my mother called me. I'm like, oh, my God, they were on that cruise from hell.
Yeah, I meant to tell you today when I saw you. I was going to probably say, did you know they were on this thing?
And yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
It's unreal. I mean, it's one of those things that if you're not there and put yourself into it, you can't put yourself into it. It's like being an astronaut. I don't know what it's like to be in that moment.
No, you're right, unless you're put into that moment.
Yeah,
so. But just, you know, thank God they got back okay.
Yeah, everybody's back. Everybody's okay.
Get their money back.
Have you been on a cruise?
I have not, no.
I don't ever want to go on one. I never did really before that. And I don't ever want to go on one now, man. keep my legs on land, man. No way.
I am not going onto the cruise.
Oh, no way. I was in Jamaica when a hurricane hit, but it hit lower Jamaica. Kingston, I was up on the other end, opposite end of it, and we saw the winds come through, but I was still thankful, like, I was on land. You know, my hotel was not doing a 50-degree angle up and down. I could go inside, grab a drink, and be fine. They still had parties going on there. And, I mean, it got whooped down there, I know, but to be on a boat in that, in the middle of the sea?
Oh, it's insane. You just hear so many, like, all these, like, you know, terrible stories about, you know, disease flying through the ships. Because, like, once you're on a ship and, like, somebody gets sick, like,
oh, yeah,
it flies through the ship, you know?
Right. Where do you go?
No, nowhere.
Right in the middle of the ocean.
You know? And it's just, like, you hear too many horror stories, you know?
I just rather fly to my destination and get there. I mean, it's probably cool when it's all nice. It's probably a neat thing to go, but there's just too much in my head going, what could go wrong? What could go wrong? On a ship note, though, there's a guy from Australia. You catch that? He's building the replica of Titanic.
No.
He's building. He's putting mega bucks into it, and they're in the process of building the Titanic 2.
Oh, my God.
The whole class system's going to be on there, first class, second class, third class, and they're going to launch this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, take a look at that. But
is it supposed to sail from Australia? Or?
I don't know. It's an Australian guy. I guess he's just going to make it like this part of the cruise line thing, or just, you know, come on the Titanic. He said it's definitely much stronger than the old Titanic. So hit a couple icebergs before it goes down.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to get on that ship. But.
No, I don't want a ship. I said if I go on a ship, I'll go be on a little island and I'll jump on one of the little fishing charters. That's my ship. That's about it. I don't even like that much. Go over there and get eat by a shark or something. No thanks. I got land legs.
Yeah, I hear that. I mean, like I said, I'd rather just go to whatever destination.
Yeah.
Like just not at sea. You know, too much can go wrong. Too much can go wrong.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to want to wrap this up
a little bit.
Let's
wrap it up. We'll try to keep this going, but we'll be back before next year, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope, like again, to our fans, you know, I hope you enjoyed this one as much as you did the last one. And we're going to try to do this, hopefully, like once a month.
Yeah, that's the plan.
You know, as time provides, and we'll just pretty much shoot the shit and just have some fun with it. And I want to thank Todd for having the podcast equipment, and he's also the one who does all the technical stuff, so I do thank you for that.
Thanks, buddy.
You know, this podcast couldn't have happened without you. I just talk, so.
That's all right. That's what we're supposed to, just talk. I just plug a couple things in.
Yeah, I just talk and provide the coffee, so.
Sounds good.
You're the reason why this podcast happens, so it's just a lot of fun, so we hope you guys enjoy it, and definitely hit us up like on social media. You know, message us on Facebook, or you can follow me on Twitter at BlackDiamondPA. Do you have a Twitter account active?
I have three of them, and I don't know which one it is. But
okay.
we'll stick with you now. We'll tag it back up to mine. As this gets going, we'll be back up. I'll be back.
Yeah. So we're probably gonna have a Hardy to Jones Twitter and Facebook page. Correct.
Correct.
So you know, please like that. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at BlackDiamondPA. Because that's how I can really make this podcast actually grow, is through Twitter. But for all our Facebook friends, you know, we're going to release this on Facebook. And really thank you for listening. Give us any positive or negative feedback, and we'll go from there. So, like I said, this is the Harding Jones Podcast. I'm Todd Harding. This is Todd Jones. Have a good one.
Peace out.